Welcome, welcome, welcome. Brethren, we are gathered here today for the first session of the podcast. Welcome to all the listeners, viewers, those lost, those found, those looking to be found again, and those never to be lost again. My name is Seth Hunter, and I'm here with Lamar and Cody, just doing a brief introduction of who I am, a little bit about me. I like to start off by saying I am the owner of Frame & Beam, CEO and founder of Managed Matters Incorporated, and part of a couple of different organizations, but mainly what I'd like to let you know about me is that I am here to provide and to contribute. Contribute thoughts, ideas, passions, feelings, sentiments, you name it. And what we came here to do is really to share with you some ideas and express some concerns and to provide a bit of a roadmap for what we want to do. And that's me in a nutshell. I mean, I'm loving. I'm a heartfelt person. You'll eventually hear that. Lamar, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, background, whatnot.
All right. I'm Lamar Williams. You might have heard me before on some other media that me and Mr. Hunter, Sethy Hunter, has done before. Not too much to say. College student, progressing toward getting my major in philosophy. Preferably a doctorate. I love philosophy. It's my thing. I mean, it's never not going to be something that I get into. Things about me. Man, I love reading. I'm a helper. I'm a giver. I'm a contributor. I'm a social butterfly that's trying to, be a butterfly still. hobbies. I'm the nerd of the group. I'm the nerd. I'm the nerdy dude. I'm the Star Wars fan. I'm the anime watcher. I'm the guy that might surprise you.
Right on.
outside of that, hardworking young man trying to help other people get in the habit of working hard and growing from young men into adults.
Real rap.
Cody?
Hey, I'm Cody. But I go by Cobob. From Louisiana, but been living out here in Houston for about 2 years. Own a smooth finisher, interior exterior paint company. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a provider. I love fishing, I love hunting. And I just love spending time with my family and, taking care of my little girls.
That's awesome.
That the truth?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually, I told myself that we wanted to ask some questions about, what we do and all that.
I've got the questions ready.
Well, actually, I had a question for you. Okay. You said you like to read books. What's your favorite book?
Oh, man. Favorite book. Hands down. I got, it's kind of spiritual. It's kind of religious, but it's not, official,
religious material.
In the church material that you're going to find in the back of your pew. It's a book by an author called Neil Donald Walsh. It's called Conversations with God. He has three books, three parts, well, three volumes. And the volume one is, that's my favorite book.
That's what's up, Conversations with God. That was the question I had. I was like, man, he said books. What's your favorite book? We might want to have some books out there to throw out. You had some questions that you wanted to ask. What you got there?
I got a list of questions. So these questions might sound, in line with what we're talking about, they may not, but I'm going to ask them anyway. I'm going to ask Cobalt, First question. If you could die doing one thing, what would it be?
Man.
Huh. If I could die doing one thing, loving my family.
Go out loving your family.
Just go out loving my family with everything.
I got a question. I got a challenge that. So okay. When we say do, I want to love my family. What does loving your family entail?
Making sure that when I leave here, that I left them with something mentally, physically, and spiritually. That I guided them down, knowing that I guided them down the right path. I left them enough to where they don't have to beg or they don't have to go out and do the wrong things to get what they need to survive in this world, and that they always had a good image of what a real man should be.
A real man should be.
In this world.
That's important. That yeah. that if you should have to start over, you know what to do. Yeah. You know how to get to the top and, you know, have a healthy, wealthy, meaningful life.
Yeah.
You know, despite whatever struggles you come across,
true.
You always gonna come across a struggle. Like,
oh, yeah.
I preach it to the end of the time. Like, you can't steal nobody's struggle from them. No matter how much you give them, they gonna encounter.
And I was having trouble.
They hardships.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm gonna prepare you. I don't have kids. Yeah. I prepare myself. But you know, I prepared others, and from what I went through to where I was and where I am now, like. You gotta prepare, or like life will outpace you, and it can get rough out here.
Sure. Yeah. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. Proper planning prevents poor performance.
Yep.
What's that? The 5 P's. You gotta stay on point to that. I was gonna ask, what's the greatest struggle that you find yourself encountering in life? That goes to anybody who's ever wanted to take that first. The greatest struggle that you had in life.
I'll take it. I'll take. Want to take it first?
No, you can take it first.
I'll take it first. I went through life-altering, mentality-crippling depression.
Okay.
Like the kind of depression that just like it won't go away. It hits you. You're in the bed. You're chilling, and like nothing makes sense. Like getting out the bed don't make sense. Like it's a bad feeling. It was a bad place, and having to coach myself out of it, because like there wasn't no coaches out there. And there's plenty of coaches out there that I didn't know of.
Right.
I had to like take the long route of finding those coaches, staying in the presence of those coaches, and like learn the lust for life again. Mm-hmm. And like that's what I went through, and like having gone from zero to borderline hero.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying?
Zero to borderline hero.
I'm not a hero yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. I hear that. I'm
gonna get there. That's been my struggle.
Man, that's some powerful words right there. Firstly, for somebody to admit, you know, going through a phase of depression, and then providing a route to get out of it. I know a lot of people talk about going through depression and whatnot, and there's an emotional side to depression, and there's a non-emotional side that people like to talk about. They say, oh man, you're just depressed, just get over it. You're in a state of mind. And did you hear that? Did you go through that any? Like,
I didn't go through it, but I will say I've known others that have gone through it. Mm-hmm. That are close to me that said, you know what, he's not going to be the one to go through it. Let's try to get him some help. I went to get help, and like it was just typical medication type help. It wasn't no... Like, sometimes medication will keep you afloat, but it's not going to get you, like...
It's not going to re-sustain you.
It's, you know, it takes more than that. It takes a... Like, you got to have your health. You got to have, like... It's like exercise. You got to eat healthy. You got to move and be active. Like, there's a list of contributing factors that lead to good health.
Right.
That goes to mental health, too. Like, just medications alone, they don't do it.
Absolutely. What about you? You got some ultimate struggle that you had to encounter, that you've encountering, still dealing with, working on?
One of the biggest struggles I encountered in my life is growing up without a father. Because I always looked at all the wrong men that I was surrounded by in my life. And I was looking up to them and what they was doing, but I never really understood. It's like I knew wrong from right, but I didn't really understand wrong from right. Or what was my place, or what I was supposed to be doing, because I didn't have nobody really guiding me. So I was just out there just following everybody, trying to find myself in them. And still to the day, I'll be learning new things, you know. I'll be stuck in some old ways.
I got one for you, Mr. Hunter.
What you got?
This is going to come up off of us a little bit and narrow down where you're thinking. Like, everybody has their own struggle, but in the world today, what do you see as the most definitive struggle that we need to tackle, or take care of, or eliminate from, like, you know, our list of struggles?
When I hear we, I think of not only myself, but I think of the world together. both this table, those outside of this house, you know, open my conscience to my neighbors, to my outside neighbors, to my neighbors in my neighborhood, to the collective consciousness of the city of Houston, to Texas, to the United States. I think the ultimate struggle that I think a lot of people deal with, we as people deal with, is battling the perception of what someone else thinks of you and mistaking that for being the actual definition of who you are. I think people feel like, you know, because I'm black, I'm entitled to this type of struggle. You know, I have to go through this type of struggle to succeed, or taken away from race, or, you know, I may be a Muslim, or I may be a Christian, or maybe whoever I am. I feel like we have this imaginary paradigm of how we should be versus how we feel to be. And I kind of want to get people to start operating in that pure feeling element, if that makes any sense. You know, if it feels good, do it. You know, if you think about it and it makes you smile, 9 times out of 10 is going to make the next person smile too. And if we could all just, you know, hey, just smile. It takes more muscle to frown than it does to smile.
Yeah.
And I think the moment you do that, it becomes contagious. And it'll be like a good virus in the body.
Everybody will be saving energy, not frowning so much and smiling. Yeah.
There you go. Simple. It's a simple motor skill. So I think that's a big struggle that we go through. We as people, everyone.
I got a question for you.
All right.
What topic ruffles your feathers most? Like, what will set you off? Like what kind of conversations? Like, what should we not be talking about at the table today? Or tomorrow, or next week, or
politics.
Politics
and race, and some kind of race. I don't know. It's just
race talk, politics.
Race talk. And politics. It's just.
I can see that. Yeah. I understand that.
It's 3 things you don't talk about. it's her. You don't talk about her.
Yeah.
You don't talk about religion. You don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
3 things make a conversation. You don't talk about those things.
Yeah.
It was just a side talk.
I don't think we're gonna.
But
talk.
Yeah, politics, race. I'm not. Religion is a touchy subject to touch on, but I'm not into religion at all. But I'm a Christ believer, but I'm not a religious believer.
I got you.
Yeah, so religion is kind of in the back. It come up. I just don't like to debate about religion because that's not my job as a Christ follower. Is to debate on why what I believe in is way better and it's more believable than what you believe in. All my job is as a Christ believer is to share with you why I believe in what I believe in. And then you know, once I did that, I done did my job. You know,
like,
that's the job of a disciple.
Okay.
You know, I share the word, I share the message. Now this is your job to go out, research it, and find what you know, if it's for you or not, which I hope is for you.
Absolutely.
But I'm not a religious person, though. But so it'll be religion, race, and politics.
So you're more spiritual?
Yeah, I'm more spiritual.
Yeah. I think that's everybody at the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely more spiritual. Politics, man. I don't think we're going to talk politics too much.
I don't have a concern with talking about politics.
I don't either.
Unless somebody calls in, you know, talk about politics.
Yeah. I mean, I answer a question on race, but it's just...
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll try not to answer because I'm probably not going to subject to your ideology of what I should say.
I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'm just going to tell you where I stand, what I believe about it, and then I'm done. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
There you go.
People vote for their president, and it's like, yeah, he might help you, but you know you should be helping yourself more than he helped you anyway.
Right.
So why does it even matter? But
right.
I think that's actually the premise to every argument. If you don't want to talk about religion, talk about spirituality. You know, you said you have your belief in Christ and being Christ-like. And I think if we really dig down to see what the true essence of what we're trying to talk about is, it's actually going to be the power of belief.
Yeah.
You know, and if you fervently believe in what you believe, that's your mojo to make you operate how you operate.
Right.
Same thing for a person who believes in whatever the case may be. If their belief is strong enough in it, then that's what's going to be the driving force in them to operate
right
in the manner that they operate. So there was an objective that we had some objectives that we wanted to cover in the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The podcast.
The podcast.
We gotta properly transition. The podcast. That was us.
Yeah.
That was us. Yeah. That was us. Okay, so that was who we are. That, you know how we talk now, you know how we shoot the shoot, you know, how we communicate with each other. No, but now let's talk about the podcast.
What we're here to do.
Yeah. What we came here to do. You know who we are. Now let's talk about what we came here to do. And we got some objectives that we kind of wrote down, and
we should probably close them up. Yeah, I mean, start over. Let's start fresh. We got this list, and we've been going so well without that list, so I kind of don't want to read that list.
It's totally cut and chopped and sliced, but we ain't live right now on Facebook, so we can chop the section out. Yeah. But we can totally keep it because it's just a good flow and a good mesh.
We good.
We having a conversation.
We got a conversation.
There you go. It's a good conversation with friends. So this podcast. First off, I guess we got a name for the podcast. It's called Real Life Radio. Mm-hmm. And life is an acronym for Love is for Everyone.
Okay.
It worked. It sounds good now.
It sounds good. Yeah, that's right.
That's fine.
The first it was a little flowery.
That's fine.
it was a little flowery at first when you were just talking about it, discussing it.
Yeah.
But now that after we've had our little introductory, you know, you kind of understand who we are and our...
What kind of love we got to give.
What kind of love we got to give.
Yeah.
Real Life Radio sounds pretty accurate. Love is for everyone. And that's what we want you to understand. That's what we want you to take away. It takes one muscle to frown and does to smile. And that's a part of loving yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you're probably not going to be smiling. Message.
Yeah.
Message. Yeah. Message. We're jewels in the day.
I mean, they got a... I listen to a lot of the people podcasts on YouTube. Uh-huh. I ain't going to say his name, but uh-huh. There's one dude that I like to listen to sometime. And
why not give him a shout out?
Give him a shout out. We ain't bashing.
You don't want to, we don't have to.
Well... Nah, I'm not gonna do it right now. I'll probably do it later on because there's a lot of things he said that I like. But he said he was talking about laughter,
uh-huh.
And he was like, you know, naturally you can get high mm-hmm. off of your own body, off of your own energy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you ever something funny? Somebody was telling a joke or something happened, or you watch something. And it made you laugh so hard to where you just get that, like you can't breathe and it just feels so good. Right. And it's like you just want to keep laughing like that even though you can't breathe and it hurt. It hurt, it feels so good.
Right.
And it's kind of like a high you get from that laughter. It's like, man, I want to laugh like that again. Mm-hmm. You know, do something again, or I want to get something, you know, and it's just the way it make you feel. And if you add up all of the emotions that you have, depression, sadness, anger, any one of those, ain't none of them, you know, and you take that laughter and you laugh like that, it's just a push all that away. You ain't even gonna be thinking about none of that. So smiling and laughter is a big key.
That's what we help
to life, man. I mean, I got my daughter 6 months old, man, and that's all she do all day, just smile. And she just laugh at me. It don't matter what I do, she just find everything that daddy do is funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and no matter how I'm feeling or what I'm going through, I don't even be thinking about none of that stuff. It just brings so much joy.
Yeah.
Into my life just seeing her do that.
I've told people.
So if you walking around on this earth and you passing by people that smiling and laughing all the time, right. It's contagious.
Right.
It's going to make you smile and laugh. It's going to make you feel good. You know? So.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all ever seen a baby laugh? Hmm. Man, if that don't make you smile,
yeah.
If you see a baby a baby laughs from a place that is genuine in the world.
Yeah.
It is no malice, there's no hate. You couldn't pull it out if you tried.
No.
And when you see it and you sense it, it's like, God, man, I really want to feel like that. That's an amazing feeling. Like that's, it just takes you away. And that's how powerful laughter is in the world. And we should encourage more people to do so every day. Like, I'm social butterfly.
Almost social butterfly.
Almost social butterfly. Working to that level now. So, personally, I believe it is my duty to make somebody smile every day. If I'm walking around, I'm just in the mix. Hey, I gotta make you smile. Mm-hmm. If I see that you look like you're down or something, it is my duty it's my pleasure to make you smile.
Yeah.
So I take that, and that's what we have to do. Make smile, drop truths, drop gems to make people say, hey, this is a good thing. I should do it. I mean, after all, it's chemically.
I feel part of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I feel part of it. Some people don't feel a part of things, and that's true. People do not always feel inclusive. You know, they feel like, you know, they're a loner in the world. They feel like there's nothing to be involved with. But actually, we're all connected. We're all intertwined with each other. We, you know, we all have children. We all see people on a day-to-day. We all cherish things. That's the connectivity that we have. Mm-hmm. That's the love in everything. That's the love that we all have, and that's the love that we have to give.
That's what we live off of. That's what we breathe off of. Like,
absolutely.
You don't look at yourself and say you don't have no worth. Because, like, even if you don't have no money and you ain't got no clothes and you ain't got no cars and all this material stuff, you can be a battery for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the lifeblood of your culture. Like, mm-hmm. That's what our grandparents were. Like they weren't mobile, like, in their old age. They weren't, like, actively out in constructing and doing the things that the youngsters were doing, but they held families together with who they were, you know? And, like, you can have that. You can grow into that. You can attain that on yourself and be that battery for your community.
Absolutely.
And that's, like, I guess what the podcast is for.
Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, you really didn't know. I didn't know that mom and daddy was struggling or what was really going on behind the scenes. They always hid that from the kids when I was growing up. That's how the old folks used to do. They never bring work home in front of the kids and never showed their problems in front of the kids, you know, kind of like what you were just saying. And I try to do that same thing with my family, man. When I come home, if I had a bad day or I'm aggravated, I still come in the house, I smile, laugh for my kids, you know, I don't take my anger out on them or I don't show them that I'm going through things. So it's hard to do, but
by no means is it an easy task. No. There's an old example of I'm not really sure where I heard it. I think it was back in school sometime. There was an example of you should put a coat rack outside your door. Most times when you go into someone's house, they have a coat rack inside the door. But you put a coat rack outside the door. And the coat rack is for leaving your problems and your stresses at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't bring them inside the home.
Mm-hmm.
Because the home is a cherished place where love needs to always be in the incubator.
Yeah.
And we can't focus on love when we worry about the stresses at work, when we're worried about the stress of the person that cut us off, you know, at the stoplight before we made it home. And that coat rack outside the door is a practice. Like you said, it ain't easy. It's a practice that we should work on in our lives. We should work on detaching ourselves from the stresses that we have in our day-to-day lives, the things that prevent us from growing. When you get home, like you said, you got your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you still laugh with your kids. You want to make sure that you can play with your kids. And I'm pretty certain that a lot of people take their problems home.
Mm-hmm.
And they get aggressive with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or they push their kids away. Or they buy the place and they say, go play. You know? So we don't want to push our family away. We want to remember to disown the things that are impure for the household when we make it home.
You might want to monitor, like, are you having people over because you need entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you having people over to, you know, share your home with them and, like, blend energies together as opposed to depleting the people you invite over of their energy? Like, I mean, mm-hmm. Is it a self-satisfaction situation in which you have people over? Or is it a mutual, let's get together, let's be positive together, let's grow together type situation, like what we're doing now?
Yeah.
Be a place to provide and share thoughts.
Yeah.
Questions, comments, and concerns. What is the one thing that you do to save yourself from getting to that point?
I always, nonstop, never gonna stop, keep positive, mindful people in front of me. And, like, you can't do that with physical people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta hit books, you gotta hit people that are, like, invested in investing in you. Like, if you're not trying to better me, if you're not trying to help me, if it's the conversation that doesn't involve us and our growth, I'm not interested in it. Like, I gotta eliminate unnecessaries. Like, I went through my Facebook, I've turned my social media into powerhouses. Like when I go into my Facebook, it is a rejuvenating feeling. It is a, like I can, wherever I go, wherever I look, if I look at my phone, if my phone lights up, if my watch rings or whatever the case may be, I know it's something that's going to contribute to me. And you have to do that. Like you can't waste all your time and energy on other people's lives. Like, what did Future do? He did this and this and such. Like, what's the point? Why? Like, how does that contribute to my success?
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't contribute to my success or to the success or benefit of those around me, it's no good.
Like, why be invested into it?
Why?
Right.
If it ain't for me, it's against me. There's a saying, if it ain't beneficial, it's artificial.
Yeah.
So we gotta identify the artificial things in life that don't benefit our lives.
Yeah.
I did that 100%. 100%. So, you turned your Facebook into a powerhouse.
Absolutely.
How did you do that?
Like I said, I eliminated the negativity. I mean, it's hard to do.
No, wait, wait. Are you saying you just cut a bunch of friends and said, you know what, I'm not going to be a friend no more?
I mean, if I don't call you and we don't talk and, like, all you post is... I mean, I'm trying to keep the podcast at all age levels, but...
Right.
There are some people that post things that aren't... That I wouldn't show my kids.
I respect that. Yeah. I respect that.
I don't have kids, again, but, like, I wouldn't go to my... to the youth and say, check this out, my phone is for everybody to see.
Yeah.
No, like, I wouldn't... Like, I couldn't take that to a playground. And like in actuality, I guess not to go too far, my subconscious is not your playground.
I hear that.
You're not gonna know.
100%.
I gotta filter what comes in, and like.
So filtration device. We gotta have filtration device. Cody, you have anything that you use to filter your life, to filter your ways?
Some of what he said. I mean, I just go by that old saying, iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
And if I ain't sharpening you, and you ain't sharpening me, then we. Just true. Wasting each other's time.
True.
I mean, that used to be my main thing. I used to just try to hold on to everybody because we grew up together.
Damn.
And all the stuff we've been through, we done did this and did this together. But then when I start growing up and start wanting to do better things in my life and become a better person, everybody else is still doing the same things. Mm-hmm. But then when I started to make that transition, I started noticing it. I'm like, I started hanging with older guys. I was working in the oil field. So I work with older guys, and I'm talking to these guys, and these guys are speaking on some real life experience, and what they saying, I'm taking it in. I'm learning from them. The things they would teach, man. The things they would tell, man. Right. Even when we just joke and laugh, their jokes, you know, really, they're really saying something to you through their jokes.
Right.
So then when I go back by my homeboys, you know, I want to talk to them about what I'm talking to the older kids. They ain't trying to hear that. They just want to talk about that foolishness. And then after a while, I was like, man, you know what? I start going around them, and I don't even want to talk. I don't even want to go around them no more because it's like, bro, y'all just, you know, I'm not even on that no more, man. I'm trying to grow up and learn something. I'm trying to do something better, and y'all just stuck on the same stuff. So I just start cutting people out, and I just fall back.
I fall back,
and they, you know how it is, man, you're whack. Man, you don't want to do nothing. You ain't about that life no more.
Right.
Well, that's fine with me, man, because I'm trying to do something better, man. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to rise, man. I ain't trying to be stuck on the same ground level.
Absolutely.
As y'all. I'm trying to rise above everything. So it's just stepping back from certain people in your life and letting go of things that you hold on to that you know is not good for you.
Right.
You know? Yeah, it could be anything, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally. So,
you got to put your big point, man.
Yeah.
You got to do some self-evaluating.
Right.
You got to say, man, look, all right.
You don't.
Is this beneficial or artificial?
You don't cold turkey nothing. You can't take a constant habit and just cold turkey and just ask, you gone. Like, that's going to hurt you more than it hurt them.
Yeah.
Right. When you try to push something away, you exert more energy than if you just let it fall away. So it's not that I'm asking people out of my life. It's so much that I'm letting that distance grow until, you know, eventually.
It's
reasonable. Like I can't fuck with.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. I can't engage with you every day of the week.
Yeah.
But I can engage with you every other week for an hour or two because
I work on me.
I respect you.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. That's information. That's a jewel. That's good to know for people. So that's not saying that you gotta cut your friends off of Facebook. That's not saying you just gotta ask them out. What I did personally was I unfollowed them. Like if you got a lot of nonsense getting posted on your wall, and I see that, and I'm like, I don't wanna see that. That's not beneficial for me. Let me unfollow you. So I'm saying I'm gonna unfriend you. I'm gonna just unfollow your nonsense that you got right now.
And when I think about you, I come back and.
When I think about you, I come back and get at you. Yeah. I'm gonna come shoot with you, and I'm gonna. I'm gonna see about that. I'm not gonna see about that nonsense. I like that. Digressing. Mm-hmm. How do we prevent digression?
How do you prevent going down as opposed to going up? Man, we're going into a lot of stuff that wasn't on the topic today.
It wasn't on topic, but it kind of came to me.
How do you prevent going down? You gotta build yourself up.
You gotta build up to know that you can't go down.
Yeah.
You gotta build. Sometimes you gotta go down. Sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom. Once you hit rock bottom, you can build up.
That's the best bottom sometimes.
That's the best bottom.
Rock bottom is the best bottom.
Yeah.
That's when you know you got a solid foundation. You say, I ain't in the mud no more.
I hit a lot of rock bottom, boy.
I think the beauty about a rock bottom, though, and some might differ with me, but I believe the beauty of a rock bottom, it'll let you know where you never need to get back to.
And it also prepares you for your next destination.
Mm-hmm. Sure
that. It's definitely preparation. And you know that when you know you're on that bottom, it's like, okay, look. It makes you have to buckle up.
It gets no lower than this right here.
It gets no lower.
And if I put something down right here and start going back up, I know what's down there.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know what's down there.
I know the foundation. Like, if I got to hit the cut one time and dip up under you, you ain't gonna come down here. I know what's down here.
I know what's down here. This solid rock down here.
Yeah.
This foundation down here. Establishing that foundation. That's what's live.
It's funny because people are like on the sand and they're like, oh no, I'm sinking, I'm falling. Let me get back up. Like,
just go down there for a second.
Yeah.
Stop fighting all the time. Sometimes it's hard to hold everything in the world together. Like, you will wear yourself completely out.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta just say, you know what? Let me sweep up the pieces of what fell apart.
Right.
And let this fall apart because this wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. Like, and people are trying to hold together lives, that relationships, friendships.
That aren't for
them. Yeah.
Workplace situations.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to hold all this stuff together, and it's like, you know what? Maybe that's God showing you that all this ain't for you.
Yeah.
You should move around. You shouldn't not be engaged in all these things, but maybe you're engaged in them for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Right. Check your intent level. See what you're in it for.
Right.
Absolutely. How do you keep your energy level to a point to where it doesn't fall down below subpar levels? Meaning, if I got thirsty today, how do I know I'm going to reach down to my well and pull up a full bucket of water?
Well, first, you tune into the podcast every Friday from 6:15 to 8:30. And you listen to what we got to say, and like, we going to listen to what you got to say, and we going to put all of it together and make it sound right.
100%. I would love to know what the listeners, I would love to know what the viewers have questions about, you know, trying to come about things. And I'm really more so eager to get engaged with more people.
Yeah.
And to see what they, you know, what they encounter, because it's kind of like, it's not saying that, you know, you get so high to the point to where, you know, I don't have to worry about ascending anymore. It's like a constant ascension to where you get so high, it's like, God, there's something more to get to, and I didn't even know about that. And it's like, to me, I just want to keep sharing things. I just want to keep getting it. It's like, man, I found this out, let me give it to you. Like, man, look, go get this to somebody. I know they're going to need it. Like, I know you're going to need this. Trust me, I need it.
Right.
I know you're going to need it.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you could give one thing.
To who?
That's what makes it so beautiful. Because I don't tell you to who. This could be to the good, to the bad, to the whatever. What's the one thing you have to give? Of substance.
Dang. That's a good question.
I got an answer, but it's very simple. And I'm trying to come up with something behind it. I'm just going to say it. I would give them a mirror. Check yourself out.
That boy said, I would give them a mirror. Wow.
Check yourself out, bro.
Check yourself out. That's savage, yo. That's savage. Ooh, that's savage. That's super savage. All right. Okay. Give them a mirror.
I think that's what I want to do. I want to reflect back to you who you are, maybe more clearly than you see yourself. Like, I mean, I am a perspective of the world, so maybe you should see yourself through more than your own eyes, and like see yourself through how the universe sees you type situation. Like, I mean, I'm one of what, billions, but like, I matter just as much as you matter. So if you come to me with something, I'm gonna take it at the value of which you've not earned my respect, but like, you can tell when a person's being honest with you. Like, if you come to me honestly and you let me know who I am and how I come off, I'm gonna make adjustments. I'm not gonna have a choice but to make adjustments. We all make impressions on each other. You're never not making an impression. So like I said it before, I thank the universe and everyone in it for helping me to better identify myself. Like, thank you all, and I think we all feel that way. Like, let's thank each other for being able to, like, iron sharpens iron with each other.
Thank you. Like, that resonated well. I can't really think of anything that I have to give in the midst of that, but do you got anything to give? I know I'm kind of like you. It's simple, but it wouldn't.
Just say it. It's going to come after me.
Yeah.
I think anybody that sees me or knows me, one thing I always have to give is a smile.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, it really doesn't even have to come from a certain place. I'm going to give a smile, especially to the person that doesn't have one. I mean, it's... It might be basic and it might be a little odd, but that's what I have to give. And I believe that I can change the world.
Absolutely.
I believe we can change the world. And my belief in it being able to do so is what puts more power to it, what puts more energy and more oomph into the delivery when it comes to you. That's how I make sure that it actually lands home.
Yeah, the difference between a real smile and a fake smile. My smile got power on it because I'm thinking in your point of view, my smile has power because I put the power behind my smile.
Put the power behind that thing.
And when I smile at you, you're going to feel some type of way.
Yeah. It's going to be all inside of you. Like, whoa, just smile at me. Yo, like, what do I do with that? You give it back.
Yeah.
You give it back. Kobe, what you got? What you got to give, man?
Man, the one thing I would give is to show people how to grow.
Okay.
So they can sprout seeds to be planted in others. Okay. And so those seeds grow. And then they continue on. That's what I do.
Never ending.
Just never ending, man.
Just planting seeds.
Just keep planting, man. Just spreading goodness, man, and you know, and love, and just the information that everybody need to
provide information.
Yes.
We're going to give y'all more than just our thoughts. Like we was talking about earlier, we're going to have maybe like month and a half book readings. Like we all going to we're going to put a book out there. Everyone going to hop on it. You know, viewers can hop on it. We'll discuss it on the episode here and now. You know, we're going to get some resources for you and like things that might be in your mind more.
Being the deposit for you.
Yeah, a bit more of a deposit than just, you know, us sitting here. Like, if you get some facts and some website addresses and, you know, reputable resources, whatever.
Resources for you.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of everything.
Give you a little something more than just my thoughts and settings.
Yeah.
Right. Back it up with facts.
We're not going to make
dogma out of our beliefs.
No, I'm thinking about when you write an essay in school and you got to put your references in the back.
Oh, yeah.
You can just log in a couple of references, some book titles and authors, and dissertations we read, you know, just some things to go check out and read. But, I really don't know how long we've been going with not able to keep track of it, but it's been a good little session thus far. But when we get back with you next week, we're going to actually be covering some more elemental things and really start going into process. This is just the first episode of getting to know who we are and what this podcast will be about, you know, live radio, love is for everyone. And but on this next episode, we're really going to dive into the mentality aspect of life and where you are and how you're trying to ascend out of a certain level of mentality that you're in. You know, you might feel like you're in a stage of grief or anger or pain, and going through a lot of things you really can't understand. We're going to actually kind of go in depth into the mental state of why you're feeling like that, and we're going to be able to give some identifying factors to help you see what exactly it is that you're going through and how to cope with them, build upon them, and eventually alleviate them.
We're starting at rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
Starting at rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
So if you're not at the bottom, you might not find them too interesting, but you might be able to share them with somebody that might find them interesting. We're gonna start with I think it was grief.
Grief or shame.
Shame. Shame was first week. That'll be coming not next week. Next week will be
the actual
blueprint of what we're gonna be doing.
Exactly.
And then week three will be shame. And it's gonna be an entire hour and a half to just what a person that feels shame is going through and like how to build out of that.
Before we go, anybody wanna have any last thoughts? Sentiments they wanna give and deliver? I do, personally. And I want to share a brief story with you about a little bird.
Oh, the bird.
And this little bird was happily flying along amongst its way, and it landed upon a tree branch. And it adorned everything that it could see until the wind began to blow. And the tree branch began to sway back and forth. And just when you thought that little bluebird thought that it was in trouble, there were two truths that reminded in this little bluebird's head. The first truth was, this bird has two wings that it flew upon this branch. And the second truth is that there are many more branches to observe this world from. So I want to give that to you. You have two wings, or 2 feet, 2 hands. Hopefully nothing got amputated. But best believe you got it. And you have the power, you have the will and the drive to move forward to a new location. Mentally, physically, spiritually. To gaze upon that branch and to look at your life and to see how beautiful it is. That's me.
I'd just say, you know, welcome.
Welcome.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I think this was very, very enlightening. We're going to read comments. We do have a Facebook group. It is Real Life Radio. Love is for everyone. You can find it. I'll post it on my Facebook. I'm sure Seth will as well. Leave comments, any ideas, any concerns with what's going on around here, and we will read them and share some of them and take in and respect all of them. Kobab?
From the boot.
Man, from the boot. Man, just, you know, you're going about your day, man. Just try to smile a little more than you usually do. When you go at work, tell people hi. Ask them how they're doing today.
Right.
You know, you're walking out the store, hold the door open. Give them a nice smile, man. And just keep the smiles going.
Put the power behind that smile, too.
Yeah, put some power behind that smile, man. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, I was taught manners and respect. You know, and I remember when I was young, older people, you know, my grandparents and my mom used to, yes sir, no sir, and he see somebody needed help, give him a hand, and there's no problem. And it's like, today is so sad because there's so much crazy things going on in this world. You know, you go ask somebody, you know, you see a lady at the grocery store, she got a big bag of dog food trying to put it in her trunk, and you go say, hey ma'am, let me help. She's scared. She's because scared. She don't know what you gonna do? So we just need to bring that courtesy, that politeness,
that love
back, man. You know, that respect. We need to bring that back, man, because we all on this earth to help one another and to work with one another. We're not here to destroy and kill one another. So y'all just remember that, man, and y'all just have a good night.
Please, love, peace, and happiness. We out this thing. Real live radio. Love is for everyone. Holla at your boy.